Have you heard about the new parliamentary inquiry the UK is launching? It's actually a really encouraging step forward. Lawmakers are directly examining how traditional banks have been restricting cryptocurrency businesses, and it feels like a genuine effort to stop financial exclusion from holding back innovation before that comprehensive 2027 regulatory framework takes shape.
It's a necessary move, and frankly, it addresses a long-standing pain point. For years, crypto firms have faced widespread debanking, leaving them struggling to access basic business accounts. We're talking about the operational essentials here: payroll, tax payments, and everyday merchant transactions. Without reliable banking access, legitimate businesses simply can't function.
It's so frustrating to see such broad barriers in place. I know banks justify these restrictions by pointing to anti-money laundering compliance and a lack of standardized digital asset guidelines. But industry leaders are rightly arguing that blanket exclusions are outdated and counterproductive. We really need a more thoughtful approach that doesn't punish innovation.
That's exactly why this inquiry is demanding real transparency. Lawmakers are requiring major financial institutions to lay out precisely how they evaluate and process crypto-related accounts. It's about moving past vague compliance fears and understanding the actual risk assessment processes banks are using behind the scenes.
I love that push for proportionality. Instead of cautious, one-size-fits-all policies, policymakers are advocating for risk-based models that allow legitimate businesses to operate securely. It feels like a much healthier way to build trust without shutting the door on progress.
And this investigation is really just the groundwork for what's coming next. It serves as a critical prelude to the UK's planned 2027 crypto regulatory regime. That framework will establish clear compliance standards, licensing requirements, and consumer protections, so getting accurate banking data now is essential to its success.
It's such a smart strategy. By really understanding current banking practices, policymakers can design a framework that actually balances financial integrity with responsible innovation. It gives me a lot of hope that we can build a system that works for everyone involved.
The stakes are undeniably high. The outcome of this review will significantly shape the UK's position in the global digital asset market. If they navigate this carefully, the country could position itself as a leading hub for blockchain and fintech development.
That's the dream. Imagine the UK at the forefront of the digital economy, welcoming new ventures and creating opportunities. But I know there's a serious flip side to this, right?
Absolutely. Persistent banking restrictions without meaningful policy adjustments risk driving promising ventures to more accommodating jurisdictions. The global market is highly competitive, and capital will always flow where it's treated fairly and efficiently.
So it really comes down to partnership. The UK's ability to foster a transparent, inclusive financial ecosystem will depend on sustained collaboration between regulators, traditional banks, and crypto enterprises. We all need to be working toward the same goal.
Well said. The 2027 framework represents a pivotal opportunity to align security with opportunity. If handled with care, it can ensure the digital asset sector scales responsibly without compromising the broader financial system. It's going to require steady hands, but the potential payoff is enormous.